You are listening to Life Science Connect Radio. Broadcasting live from New York and direct from the show floor of Interphex. Advancing the processing of life-enhancing drugs. Life Science Connect and Interphex, together in the Big Apple. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Todd and Todd live in New York, Life Science Connect Radio, on location direct from Interphex Day 2. Exciting guest up next, Todd Youngblood, but wow, we're off to a great start today. This is going to be a great, great day.
We are, and our education continues yet again.
I got to tell you.
I'll tell you what, every time you think you kind of get your brain wrapped around an industry, some other guy sits down in this chair between us and just makes us look like dummies again.
Yeah, well, that's not hard to do, but we are learning a lot of great stuff. Well, next up is a gentleman named Eric Penn. He's the director of key accounts and track and trace in pharma and cosmetic with Atlantic Zeiser. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Appreciate you carving out some time to join us. Before we get into a conversation, take a few seconds. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I'm working in the industry since 20 years, and I joined Atlantic Zeiser 11 years ago. I'm the managing director of Atlantic Zeiser France, and since June 11, the president of the company put me in the position of director of key account for pharma cosmetics.
All right. Well, Atlantic Zeiser, tell us all about it. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Atlantic Zeiser is a German-based company implemented worldwide with subsidiaries in U.S., in China, in several countries in Europe. And we are specialized in handling variable data since more than 60 years. We have great experience in security documents, banknotes, ID cards, passports, and so on. And since 4 years now, we develop a new activity focusing on the cosmetic and the pharma industry.
Well, specifically in pharma and cosmetic, what kind of problems are you solving for your customers?
In cosmetic, you know, we call it cosmetic perfume as well. Since 10 years in France, we have all the top brands as our customer who have to fight against diversions, which is a big issue for them, to erosion of margin, losing images. So we implement track and trace system and manage the data flow for them since more than 10 years, for tracking all their products along the supply chain to the last point of sales.
All right, well, we've identified some of the problems. Talk about some of the solutions that you begin to provide your customers.
Well, in fact, we supply software platform and hardware as well, like printing device to print on the packaging chain to print, for example, a unique ID code, which will be linked to the batch number, to the product reference, to the country where the production is dedicated. And this will be, we make the aggregation along the productions to from the unit, from the bond to the bundle, to the pallet. And then we will make the historization of all this information in database called, for example, for Pharma MedTracker, which will be in communication with the ERP of the company. And this database, MedTracker, can do line management, site management, enterprise management. We can link several factories around the globe. We can link the database to any organizations, authorities, in order to exchange data, inquiries, answers on real time.
Yeah, that's it?
Is that all you do? Come on.
I'm just listening to this laundry list of functions, and I'm trying to put myself in the position of a top executive of a pharma or a cosmetic firm and try to get my brain around just what kind of an impact does that have on my company, on the performance in terms of efficiencies and in terms of the cost impact?
The cost impact, we estimate this diversion or fake market about 7% of the total business in the world in cosmetic and pharma. And the main issue for pharma also is that the risk for the patient, that the patient has a problem with taking the medicine from one group. Even if the medicines company can say maybe 2 hours later that it was a fake product, the image of the pharma company will be seriously damaged by the impact on the population. So this is why they have to consider solutions to be sure that they control totally their supply chain, their distribution channel, and they have security on the fact that when somebody buy a medicine from a shop, is sure to get a genuine product and not a fake product.
Well, we are here at Interphex. What is Atlantic Zeiser showcasing at this year's event?
So in Interphex, we focus on MedTracker, this database software, because in all the countries nowadays, the authorities are putting in place regulation for sterilization. So it will come in 2016, 17, 18. But as the pharma company sells products worldwide, they sell not only in the US, they sell maybe in Korea, they sell in Europe, they have to comply with all the regulation from those countries. And today Turkey has already implemented the sterilization program, China has done it, Korea is going to do it very soon, Europe as well, so the company start to implement these solutions now in order to be ready when it will be the time to be compliant.
Eric, this may be a tough question, but Atlantic Sizer legitimately can be called a bit of a pioneer when it comes to serialization. What is it about the company that got you a step ahead of a lot of the rest of the industry in terms of serialization? This important topic now.
Yeah, in fact, as we experience topics like this, that we have to serialize or to personalize banknotes, passports, driving license, ID cards, and to manage all the data flow for that and to ensure the integrity of the data, we have developed very strong and powerful software base, able to communicate with ERP, to communicate with authorities, and to have very quick exchanges and verifications during the data flow, that we are a little bit ahead to the company doing this kind of things in pharma, who were not really specialized at the origin in that kind of application. They were more specialized in verification with camera system, and they developed the software step by step, I will say. And in fact, they are very good very often on the line management, but they have some weak points on the upper layer of software when you have to communicate with ERP.
If you walk these hallowed halls of the Javits Center and roam the floor of Interfex, a lot of organizations talking about serialization and track and trace. And what makes you guys stand out?
I think, the good things for us is that, because we are not historically a supplier of pharma industry, so very often people in pharma, they ask us, oh,
who are you?
Who are you? where are you coming from? And so it takes a while for us to be known, but now we start to be quite efficient, and we have made the first contract with some authorities in Brazil. We will sign in Europe with some big players very soon, I hope within 1 month. So I hope then in pharma, as soon as you have some good references, the business will be much more, let's say, easy for us to convince other pharma customers to go with us.
Eric, innovation in this industry is all around us. I mean, we're in a building just filled with all kinds of innovative technologies and ideas. Look into your crystal ball a little bit. What do you see coming at us over the next 2-3 years?
I think beside the sterilization, it's a first step, but we do with other business like cosmetic or perfume, we link the serialized number to security features to have a redundancy. When you check a product, if you don't have the information from the clear the code, you can have the information from a security features which is embedded in the process and which is linked in the database. So I think we could promote that in pharma industry, especially for countries where the regulation is not yet implemented and where the people can still play with the product. So it will be, I think, the next step to have serialization plus security features embedded in the system.
Well, Todd asked you to look forward a little bit. I want to ask you to look back. You've been a keen observer of the industry for about 20 years, you said. What have been some of the more dramatic changes over that time, and what gives you great optimism for where things can go in the future? Talk about some of the changes that you've seen.
I think the good thing for us is globalization, because globalization makes the exchanges with all the countries very easy. But then the consumer are a little bit concerned about what they buy, what they get. So it's a big demand from the consumer association also to have the possibility to have a safety when they buy something. So it's not only coming from the authorities, it's coming also from the opinions. People, they want to buy products that they are sure are not bad for their health. So it's a big scandal in the food industry recently in Europe. I deal with perfume companies. They have a lot of problems with people bringing back products. They say it's a fake product. How come they can buy a fake product from a shop and so on? So it's a lot of pressure also on the brand themselves to really take the decision to comply with this demand from the opinion and from the consumer.
Eric, we've talked a good bit about the counterfeiting, the fake products, as well as communications on a global scale. One thing we haven't touched on is You don't want a recall. but in that kind of a situation, just talk about the impact of the technology you're bringing to the market when that kind of a recall situation does pop up.
No, I think the impact is very efficient. I mean, if you have, for instance, a track and trace system which will analyze the complete production you do, and you follow exactly what you sell, I mean, you can be for sure able to keep your margin as it is. All your marketing expenses will be protected from that. And you also can ask the government to make the actions to protect your market. Because if you do the job that you can prove that your product is a genuine product, then the authorities can accept to do the job they have to do, that to check on the custom, the product, and so on. If you don't do anything, the customs, they will say, we cannot check your products. You don't do any effort, so we cannot do anything for you. So this is very often a benefit for the customer. When they do something, they have a better relationship with the authorities for having some services from them.
All right. Well, Eric, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Atlantic Zeiser?
So they can contact us through the website. On the website, they can connect to us, and then we come back to them. They can call me anytime or send me an email. I mean, I can leave the information to you.
You're welcome to share it.
Share it right now.
Share it. So my email is eric.pen, so at atlanticsizer.com. And my phone number, mobile, is 011-33-603-518001.
All right. Well, now that you've been on Lifestyle Connect Radio, the phone will be off the hook, so just be prepared for that. Eric Penn, Director of Key Accounts, Track and Trace in Pharma and Cosmetic with Atlantic Zeiser. Eric, it was a pleasure to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you. I was very pleased.
The pleasure was ours. All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of our guest, Eric Penn, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. Life Science Connect Radio's live coverage of Interfect. We'll be right back.